I think, you know, I'd like to start today by, you know, the NFL lost a great contributor to the game in Steve Sabol, and obviously I'd like to recognize him, and, you know, what a tremendous person. And you talk about a guy and a family dedicated to the NFL, and you know, what they brought to this league is really amazing, and really helped grow the league. Obviously, I got to know him quite a bit through the Hard Knocks and things, but he's a guy that you know, everybody could trust, and he's just a tremendous person, and just loved the game, was so passionate about the players that played the game. So he's certainly going to be missed. Let's see. Let's start with the injuries here. Dennis Landolt. Obviously, he's going to be out. I don't know if that's here, but he's out. Guys that are not going to participate in practice: Dustin Keller with a hamstring, Brian Thomas hamstring, Eric Smith with a hip knee, John Connor with a knee, and guys that will be listed as limited in practice will be Darrell Revis with the concussion, Sione Boha with the low back. And then all of these players will be full. That's Isaiah Trufant, ankle. Antonio Cromartie, shoulder. Chaz Schillings, ankle. Nick Ballure, shoulder. Laron Landry, heel. Mark Sanchez, low back. And basically that's just tightness in his back. So it's really not a big deal, but I'm sure it'll be listed as a big deal. Nick Mangold, wrist. Calvin Pace, Achilles. Bart Scott, knee. So those are the guys that will be full today, but will be getting treatment. So with that, I'll go ahead and open it up for questions.
Is that something Mark just felt, or was something off of the game, the fullback tightness?
I'm not real sure. You know, probably, you know, I guess you'll get a chance to talk to him. It's probably a better way. I know it's, you know, it's not. I just found out about it today, so I don't think it's that serious.
Rex, has Darrell been cleared for contact yet?
Has not been cleared for contract. Has been cleared to practice, and we'll see how that progresses.
Rex, watching the Dolphins, I'm sure you started breaking that film down. What did? What's the challenge of stopping Reggie Bush? Yeah, I'd say he came on Sunday.
Oof. Yeah, like 197 total yards, I think, in that game. So, clearly, you know, this is, you know, Reggie Bush is, you know, everybody knows. I mean, he is a special player, got great speed. That's the first thing that jumps out at you. You know, he's shifty. He runs with a little more power than people give him credit for. But I think the big thing is his last three home games, he's rushed for over 100 yards, so he likes playing at home. He's, you know, but he's doing a tremendous job. And in this past week in particular, I mean, he had some explosive runs, made a great run, the touchdown run. He broke like five tackles. So obviously, we got to do a great job of you know, getting a lot of guys to him and get him on the ground. You know, put some hot sauce on him, if you will.
How much does facing a young quarterback go into your defensive gameplay?
Well, I think normally it would definitely be a factor. I think with Tannehill being with Sherman, I think that's, you know, he's probably the veteran quarterback of the group. You know, he's had certainly the experience, you know, running this offense, and it shows. I mean, he's very confident back there. You can't tell by looking on the tape that this is a rookie quarterback. You know, you see he's a tremendous athlete. He's got a nice arm, and I think he's got obviously a good grasp of their system.
Rex, you talked the other day about defenses rolling towards Santonio. Is there anything you can do?
Well, yeah, you try to do some different things. You move him around a little bit. We even put him in the backfield against Pittsburgh a couple of times. But that's something you try to do. But certainly I think that's where, you know, you recognize the kind of player Holmes is, that, you know, that teams, you know, definitely, you can almost look at when we played Buffalo, it was almost every coverage was rolled to him. So, but that's something you try to do. You try to get in it, move him around enough to make it more challenging on a defense to try to find him.
There were a couple of plays in this game where he and Mark seemed to have a little miscommunication. The ball where he turned late and it was on him fast, and I think there was another one where Mark, he might have broke in and Mark sailed it out of bounds. What do you attribute that to?
I just think that, sometimes, you have to be on the same page without question. And that's, maybe starts with, the communication with each other or whatever. But normally it's, we're right on. But occasionally, if it's not, if you're not 100%, those things have a tendency to happen. And like you say, that did happen twice to us.
Rex, if the guys are not practicing, are there any of those that you are pessimistic about playing Sunday?
No. We'll see. I haven't, really, heard, a definitive answer from our trainers yet. So, hopefully these guys will progress and we'll be able to later in the week get them on the practice field. But nobody besides Landolt that I know for sure won't go.
How serious was John's knee injury after he hurt last week and then re-injured it? How serious is that?
I'm not real sure, on that. I don't think it's, it's not something that's going to require surgery to my knowledge. So hopefully he's, he'll be back out there. I know one thing, he's a tough kid, and if there's a chance of being out there, John will be out there.
Through 2 weeks, Hill has had kind of two extremes, mm-hmm. a real high and then a real low. What do you think is fair to expect from him on a consistent basis going forward? Or is he maybe somebody because of his youth that might not be as consistent as you want to be?
Now, is this a fantasy question or?
I
don't know if he's going to score two touchdowns or something, but he's I think it's there are some rookie some growing pains at receiver and all that. Last week in particular, saw a lot of coverage, press coverage and things, and that can be a great thing on defense, or it can be to your detriment. So sometimes, I would expect more press coverage, but sometimes, if we can get separation, remember he's got 4.2 speed. So hopefully that's something that if we get that, we can take advantage of. But again, sometimes you see that different weeks, and not just with a rookie receiver, but really any receiver. Sometimes there's games where they light it up. Sometimes there's, the numbers might not be there.
Has it been hard trying to establish a pattern or a rhythm with Tebow? Has it been harder than you thought it was good? I know it's only two games, but just kind of figuring out what the right way to do it is?
No, I don't think so. I think what, when you look at this past game, like, for instance, we only had the three Wildcat plays, but really the Wildcat is a personnel grouping. And sometimes you want to go with that personnel group and sometimes you don't. But you'll always, we're going to do what we think is in the best interest of our team. But I don't think it's, I feel pretty good and about it. And we'll see, as the weeks go on. Again, like I've always said, you can play a lot of it. You can play less of it. It's just more of a, game plan. Situation for us.
Rex, you praised Mark for not having any turnovers, taking care of the ball. But is he beyond, at this stage of his career, is he beyond that where you should expect that and really expect more from him in terms of being a consistent difference maker?
Well, I think, in that game, I don't know if that's really fair to say about Mark because, I thought he made some great throws in that game. We never came down. We had more drops than we would usually have in that game. He might have had a couple throws he wish he had back, but I think Mark overall has been consistent throwing the football. I think he's been accurate with it. And when I really praise him about the turnovers, when you look at playing Pittsburgh, playing at their place, especially when you're behind, a lot of times that's when they force turnovers all over the place. And the fact we didn't gave us a chance in that game, albeit that you know, we couldn't take advantage of it, clearly. But, you know, I'm happy with the way our offense protecting the football. But I've been pleased with Mark. And I think right now I do expect a ton from him. You know, I expect him. And like I said, he's a strength of the team. He's not, in my opinion, he's never, you know, like right now, all that being looked at as a weakness, I think all that year's in his, you know, in his rearview mirror. I think now he's one of the strengths that we have.
That being said, and you talked about on Monday that you were going to run the ball with a minute to go and see if that popped, and then if it did, you continued for half.
Right.
Why not give him an opportunity to start that drive by throwing it? He played, you know, fairly well in three drives,
right,
two scoring drives. Why not give him an opportunity to get 40 yards for a field goal there?
Well, I think when, you know, I mean, hindsight, yeah, I'll throw it right now. You know, there's no question I'll do that now. But I think when we went in there, and there's times when you can pop runs, and basically, as I mentioned before, as you pop a run, you're basically stealing another timeout because you're right over the football and you're going again, and it helps you. But there's plenty of times that you can pop those runs. In that case, we didn't, and it was just, you know, we felt really good about getting the ball to start the second half, and so we weren't, you know, by then we weren't going to force the issue, you know, but you know, certainly if you look back on it, you know, it's easy to see why why I would be questioned about it now.
Did you have any flashbacks to the championship game? Because it was a pretty similar situation at the end of the half, and they blitzed and they had the strip sack.
Well, as bad as it was that we just ended the half, that was a lot worse. So,
but no, did that factor your thinking?
No, it didn't. You know, that was that really didn't. It was, you know, hey, we felt good. We thought we could pop a run. We'd been running the ball fairly effectively. We thought that they were being looser coverage and give us an opportunity to pop a run on them. And that really was the thinking behind it.
Rex is facing two of the better teams in the NFL in San Francisco and Houston after this game. Does that add any urgency for this game?
No, the fact that this is a divisional game, I think, adds as much urgency as we need. I mean, this is, you know, my math doesn't work very well, but I always look at it as a game and a half, as you guys know, because that's how important this game is. And any time you play a divisional team, you know, that this is as big as it gets.
With Miami, you're, I think, 2-4 in your 3 years, and yet the Jets have always been a better team overall, making the playoffs, and the Dolphins haven't. What do you think it is about playing Miami that has led to those struggles?
Well, I think they, you know, it starts with their players. I think they got, you know, a good group of players. They, you know, they play extremely hard. Thought they were extreme, you know, they were well coached, obviously. I thought so much I hired their coach. So that was it. And really that, you know, those two things, you know, good talent, they play hard, you know, and are well coached. I think that was, you know, any team's difficult to beat with that combination. And certainly we had our hands full with them.
With that in mind, Rex, does it help you guys this week that Tony, obviously, with the whole number there, has a pretty good beat on, you know, Spang Report as far as a lot of the guys that he coached?
It's probably going to go both ways. You know, the players, I think, know Tony, you know, obviously extremely well, and Tony does know the personnel well. But, you know, so we'll see how that balancing act goes.
Rex, I think you were referring to Vlad on Monday when you said, you know, if you have good players, you want to get them in there. Joe McKnight only played one snap on Sunday, even with Sean missing a good chunk of the game.
Mm-hmm.
What's going on with Joe right now as far as his playing time?
Well, I think, again, some of them, it wasn't the, you know, some of the practice reps and things. He was coming off, he was a little nicked. So, you know, but we'll see. I think he'll probably have a bigger role this week.
Rex, can you steal one more table question? Mm-hmm. Considering that everything's been going on here for 6 months, you know, the hype and the tension that he's caused, what he's gotten, would you have thought after two games he would have had more than 12 snaps of quarterback?
Again, you know,
but
as
the amount
it goes,
of time he's put into this.
Well, but, you know, I'm not real sure. I think going in, you know, like I say, there could be more opportunities down the road. There could be less, you know, but that's it. You know, I'm happy he's here. I can tell you that much. I think he's, you know, I think as we've said from day one, I mean, this guy's a good football player, and I think it's, you know, we're not going in saying he has to get X amount of snaps. That's not what we do. And just like with Joe McKnight, only had the one snap, will he play a bigger role this week? Probably. But, again, things go into it. Matchups are consideration. A lot of different things go into things.
Can I just follow up on that? Why do you say if he could have more opportunities, he could have less? Why isn't it just he will? You know what I'm saying? I mean, you brought him here to be a player.
Well, that's the beauty of it, because we control it. You know what I mean? We're not going to, the media is not going to drive it, and the opponent, they're not going to have any idea what we're going to do with them. And I'm certainly not going to let them know, hey, by the way, Tebow's going to play 50 snaps this week. You know, I think let that, their preparation, you know, I'm never going to give you a legitimate answer. You know, I think I know the answer, but I'm not going to give it to you. And I think it plays into, it's in our best interest that our opponents don't know exactly how many. You know, is it going to be a big feature? Is it, you know, is the Wildcat going to be really featured this week? Or is it, you know, or is it more back-burnered? You know, and I think that plays into our advantage.
How much of a factor has Keller's absence been, do you think?
Well, he's certainly one of the premier receiving tight ends in this game, and I think he's improved as a blocker. So anytime you take a really good football player away from you, you know, hurts. You know, there's no doubt about that. But, again, it's never to be an excuse. I mean, this league, very rarely you're going to go in with everybody being healthy. So whether it's a Dustin Keller, whether it's an offensive lineman, whether it's a defensive lineman, whatever, those are things that you have to overcome as a team.
Rex, is there any evidence that you've seen from the last two games that shows you that teams are preparing more for the Wildcat? I mean, is there any way to know that they've spent more time on something, that they're not prepared for something else that you're trying to do?
I think it's pretty obvious that teams are going to spend more time trying to prepare for the Wildcat. I don't think there's any doubt. You know, and you can ask, I'm sure you can call Mike Tomlin, or, you know, I'm sure he'd be truthful with it and things. But I would think without question you would have to do it, because you don't want to be – that's something that if you're not prepared – you can really get exposed in that, because, like I've said before, it's 11-on-11 football, and I think you definitely have to spend time. I know we spend time, you know, each week. If there's a possibility of the Wildcat, we spend quite a bit of time coming up with plans and how we're going to defend
them. I mean, have there been any sort of giveaways that tell you that they weren't prepared for something else that you did?
I'm not going to say that, you know, but I think that's, you know, that you might get a better answer if you call Mike Tomlin.
Could I just, the Joe McKnight thing, you said he's going to probably get a bigger role this week. Is that, why is that?
Well, I mean, I don't know. I'm just saying more than one play. You know, well, he might get more than one snap on defense. I mean, we don't know. I just, you know, Joe's a good football player. I think he's healthier now. So, you know, that he could play a bigger role. I would think he would play a bigger role than one snap.
Thanks, Kobe.